residents, why does?
Why do you?
Windshield wiper.
Not so much, there was someone there, right?
What? That's me, baby. I'll get that disco bomb.
Well, can you give me some initiation points?
No.
Oh, it's so crap.
Yeah, you did it, you got a point. So wherever you are, you're thinking about window wiper, windshield, horizontal movements in the pelvis, like this. Not the disco bomb, like that. So you keep doing whatever you're doing. On a car, does the windshield wiper sit like this? Side to side, they don't bump each other and get stuck in the middle. Cutting hands waving to the clean angle. Some wave a lot. Some do it just to be seen, waving to clean. Yeah, so I was thinking, you know, I would tell you a bit about myself and my work. Maybe with different accents, so I take myself seriously. I also don't like to actually work too hard with my ego. I like to keep my ego under control. I think I'm also working on this idea as teaching is performance concept. I thought that was a very frightening idea, that actually the whole time I have been performing. And I thought I was being a good teacher, and I don't know the difference anymore. So I would say that I would have an underlying thing that this is a performance, and I do an introduction and teach you something. What I suggest now, as you're here in the room, is that you also consider an identity for yourself. So you may be artist, you may label yourself as also a teacher, a master teacher, a student, a facilitator, a participant, a visual artist and not a mover, a mover but not a dancer, a dancer but not a choreographer who doesn't dance. La Grande Chaton. Let's call some names. Anyway, a trendsetter, a movie star. Anyway, think about who you are. Now, the other thing that I'm really interested in is I was given a little information from a shaman just recently. And I thought how wonderful it is to move out of my old reality and to move into another reality, and that it's the most creative experience I've had in a very long time. Now, this man was a shaman, but what he told me was, you need to work on your third eye. You need to go more with your third eye. And I thought, well, that is really good information about who I am and what I have been, what I would like to be. I don't know enough about my third eye, what the third eye does. I don't understand. Sometimes I have a cool feeling in the middle of my head, and I know that my third eye has opened up. But I noticed that moment, but I don't know what to do with that moment. Is everyone continuing to do the windshield wiper?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So you're listening, you have your identity, and we're talking about the third eye all at the same time, and you keep the windshield wiper going. Good. I need to hear your voices to know that we're together in the room. So one by one, I want you to explain to me, what does the third eye do? What does it illuminate to us as we sit here together? What does it express? What does it show? What is its energy field? What is its chakra? What color is it? What does it do? Give me some information. Whenever you're ready, tell me.
I heard that it's purple, and I can't tell if I think that it's purple because someone told me that, or because I found that out. Sometimes it feels like a piece of wood in there.
Mm.
Sometimes it feels like a dry piece of toast. Sometimes it feels luminous.
Mm.
Sometimes it feels like a field. Sometimes it feels like a wave that turns into a swamp. I haven't read about it very much. Just felt it and talked about it vaguely.
Alicia, are you a student choreographer in Hollywood Star? What are you? Who are you giving me that information about the client?
Today.
Yeah.
Today I identify as a woman.
All right.
In a place. Part of a amorphous community.
You're not a dancer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not past that.
Okay.
I still keep that.
Let's continue. Any more third eye information, please?
When I was a child, I always put, I had a stepfather constantly. He was talking constantly. The only way I think it was him I talked about this. And he always talked about star signs and so on. But he was really neurotic. And I was a child, I always said, when I got very irritated with him, I got this feeling in my up here. And I always said to him, I feel like I have to warm up in my ear. Maybe it was a certain eye.
Mine is blue.
Oh, somebody else blue?
Mine is blue too.
Okay.
Like very light blue, like the forgets my niche that you are.
Okay.
I haven't given a lot of thought to the third eye, but I think that I've been dealing with something similar, but I haven't thought about it as the third eye. But I have I remember an experience, kind of a trip, when I was in my bed and I started to feel this place, like between my eyes a bit higher up, really intensely, this point. And I was sort of enjoying that, and it started to give me all these images that I thought that I had a tiger's head, because I thought that there was something about the eyes, like that the lines of its face sort of points towards that place. But then I went so much into that I got really scared, because I thought that I had a tiger's head. And then I had to get out of bed and go up to the bathroom and look myself in the mirror to sort of check that it wasn't really happening. I had to take some cold water to my face and so on. That I got over it, but that felt like that was might have had something to do with kind of a traumatic experience with the third eye.
Mm.
And that thing about the cats, some kind of, how you say, felid, like a cat animal, points towards that place.
Mm. Mm.
Different stripes sort of go through.
From what I heard, where the third eye should be, I realize it's a very nice point in my face to press with my thumb into it. It feels very good.
Where is it?
I think it's between my eyes, my eyebrows, brows, and a bit like a 1 millimeter more up. And there's like a little hole where the thumb is fitting perfectly into it, like the tip of the thumb. It's relaxing my whole body if I press it. So I wonder if it's, yeah, what does it mean? Yeah, pressing into an eye.
It also opens up your brain if you close your eyes and you look there. Not for me.
But who are you?
I am dance maker.
That's why.
Anti-choreographer.
Anti-choreographer.
Ex-celebrity.
Interesting.
I own your feet.
I remember.
You remember what?
I mean, as a teacher right now, I really appreciate that everyone is continuing to do something with their windshield wipers. It's amazing. The durational aspect of this is satisfying me as a teacher. I did feel as a practical person, which is part of the reason why I think I should move more towards my third eye experiences, that I'm way too practical, and I'm way too structured, and I'm way too disturbed and distracted by how the space is energetically and taking care of it, that I really think my biggest lesson is try to figure out to move away from structure and creating things in space and much more opening up my third eye, although I still have no idea from your information that you're supposed to teach me about it. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's not in your head. Maybe you have a third eye somewhere else in your body.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good.
I think that's what I meant. I think that I'm working on something similar to the third eye, but it's not the third eye.
Yeah.
I think it's somewhere else.
If my third eye is in my head, then it's shit. I have two eyes in my head. Every time I try and go to the third eye, the people tell me where it is, in the middle of my brow. They tell me to get out.